بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own deeds. And we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own deeds, and we ask Allah to forgive us. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was the servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to see these particular days, the days that we are now in, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And last week we spoke just a little bit about the blessings of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And just as a reminder for all of us, brothers, because we need to try to take advantage of these 10 days. These 10 days, they're not like the rest of the days of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that these 10 days, they are special. And in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we have a golden opportunity to send forward good for the day when we're going to be standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabbu illa Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days, than these days, the days of Dhul Hijjah." And of course, we know the rest of the hadith. The Sahaba that were there, they say, "Ya Rasulullah, wala jihad fi sabilillah." They said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, what about jihad for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about that deed?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wala al-jihadu fi sabilillah illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi falam yarji min dalika bi shay'in." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even jihad for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not as loved as the good deeds done during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, except for that person who leaves his home with himself and his wealth and he doesn't return. He dies shaheed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that more. But for the rest of us, brothers, this is our golden opportunity to send forward some good. And as I said last week, brothers, anything you can think of in the way of the good deeds, this is what we should be striving to do during these first 10 days. And we still have some of these days left. So, brothers, I encourage myself as well as you, take advantage of it. Don't just be doing the same things that we're doing outside of these 10 days. Increase your worship. Increase the dhikr of Allah. Increase your istighfar. Increase the good deeds, whatever they may be. Increase your salat. Increase coming to the masjid. And I say this to myself as I say it to all of you, brothers, please take advantage of these 10 days. None of us know if we're going to be here next year to take advantage of them. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul islam adina." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, this day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you. Because wallahi, it's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's blessed us with that Islam. This is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. Brothers and sisters, Islam is the last ticket to Jannah. Islam is the last boat that's going towards Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, He's blessed us with a ticket to get on that boat. But Islam is more than just what we say, it's what we do. So once again, I want to encourage all of us to take advantage of these 10 days. Imam Bukhari has related that upon occasion, رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ لِأُمَرِ, a Jewish man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, لَوْ أَنَّ عَلَيْنَا نَزَّلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. A Jewish man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, if this ayat had been revealed to us, is what he said about this ayat that Allah said. He said, لَتَحَدْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ عِيدًا. He said, we would have taken this day as an Eid for ourselves. If this ayat had been revealed to us, we, the Jewish people, would have taken it as a day of celebration for us. So it's like he's trying to show off to Umar radiallahu anhu. It's like he's trying to say, Umar, you know, how come you're not doing something? What's up? If it had been revealed to us, we would have done something. SubhanAllah, but yet they didn't accept Islam. SubhanAllah. But anyway, Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَيَّ يَوْمٍ نَزَّلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ نَزَّلَتْ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةٍ فِي يَوْمِ جُمُوعَةٍ. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to this person, I know well when this ayat was revealed. This ayat was revealed on the day of Arafah. On the day of Arafah, and it was on a Friday. Just like today is on a Friday. Brothers and sisters, this day is a special day, the day of Arafah. And this is what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the day of Arafah, and also about the importance of a sacrifice. The day of Arafah is a special day, brothers and sisters. And we should take it as a special day. As I said last week, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the day of Arafah, "Ma min yawmin akthara min an yu'tika Allahu fiha abdan min an-nar min yawmi Arafah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he frees more of his slaves' necks from the fire than the day of Arafah. And as I said last week, the day of Arafah is coming up, inshallah, is going to be on Wednesday. The day of Arafah is when the Hujjaj, they stand on the mountain of Arafah and they spend the entire day making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend the entire day making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the culmination of their life's journey. Think about it. Hajj is the journey of a lifetime. It's a journey that people, they save up their whole lives to do. And sometimes they still can't make it. But it's like the ultimate journey that you make in this life. Making Hajj for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Arafah, the Hujjaj, they're standing on the mountain of Arafah, and they're making dua to Allah, for Allah to forgive them, for Allah to save them from the hellfire, for Allah to give them Jannah. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, there is no day on which Allah frees more of his slaves from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. SubhanAllah, this is a special day. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَدْنُوا ثُمَّ يُبَاهِي بهم الملائكة فيقول ما أراد هؤلاء. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Hujjaj gathered there, subhanAllah, we're talking about millions of people. Millions of people, and the only reason they came was to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came from all corners of the earth just to stand on the mountain of Arafah and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them. And when the Hujjaj gathered there and they're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes close to the sama' dunya. And he says to the angels, he says, what do these people want? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows very well what the people want. And in other narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to the angels, he says, look at my servants. They're dusty, they're dirty, and they came for me. Subhanallah. May Allah accept the dua of the Hujjaj. Amen. But this day, as I said, it's a day that's special, brothers and sisters. And even if we can't be there this year, we should make it a special day for us. The day of Arafah, brothers and sisters, it should be a day of us exerting ourselves, of us striving to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let it come and go like the rest of the days of the year. The day of Arafah, brothers and sisters, is a day when we should be making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be asking Allah to forgive us. We should be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of Arafah next Wednesday, if Allah blesses us to see it, we should be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hayru du'a'i, du'a'u yawmi Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best du'a, the best supplication is the supplication of the day of Arafah. This is the day to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, Wa hayru ma qultu ana wa nabiyuna min qabla. And he said, and the best of what I have said, and what of the prophets before me have said, is this dua that he's about to say. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the best dua that you can make on the day of Arafah is this one. And it's one that most of us know, alhamdulillah. Rasulullah said, to say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Rasulullah said, that is the best dua that you can say on the day of Arafah. He said, that is the best of what I have said, and the best of what the prophets before me said. So brothers and sisters, on the day of Arafah next Wednesday, make sure you make this dua as much as you can, all day long. Brothers and sisters, the day of Arafah should be a day of fasting for us. A day of fasting. And alhamdulillah, we're in the time of the year when it's getting easier and easier for us to fast. So if we can't fast on the 8 days before the day of Arafah, make sure you fast on the day of Arafah, which will be next Wednesday, inshaAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Siyamu yawmi Arafah, inni ahtasibu ala Allahi an yuqaffira sanata allati qablahu wallati baddahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting on the day of Arafah, I hope that Allah will make it a kafara for the sins of this year and the previous year, the year that's coming and the year that's past. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fast the day of Arafah. It's a way for us to have our sins forgiven for all the sins that we did in the past year and all the sins that we're going to do for sure in the coming years. Brothers and sisters, how many of us know for certain that Ramadan was accepted from us? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't accept our Ramadan? What if we didn't get the maghfirah from Allah, the forgiveness from Allah for our efforts during Ramadan? This is our opportunity right here, the day of Arafah. SubhanAllah, all of us, we know the reality of the things we do, and many of us, we don't know the reality of the things we do. We commit the sins and we don't even think about it. We commit the sins and we don't even remember to make a istighfar, to ask Allah to forgive us. Many of us, we have more sins than we could shake a stick at. If we lined up all the sins that we commit, our arm will get tired before we finish pointing that stick at the sins that we commit. And this is the reality. How many of us know the sins that we committed yesterday? How about the day before? How about 6 months ago? SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, none of us can afford to let this opportunity go by. Make sure you fast the day of Arafah. That's next Wednesday, inshallah. And by the way, we're going to have an iftar here that day. As an encouragement for all of us, come to the masjid. Fast that day and then come to the masjid and break your fast with the believers, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, it is said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that ayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, this day I have perfected your religion for you. It is said that when Allah revealed that ayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he recited the ayat to his companions, it said that Umar radiallahu anhu, he began to cry. Umar radiallahu anhu, he began to cry. And Rasulullah said, why are you crying, Umar? This is a beautiful ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, I perfected your religion for you. And Allah blessed them to be Muslim. And Allah chose them for al-Islam, and Allah chose Islam for them. And Umar is crying. So Rasulullah said, Umar, why are you crying? And Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, what made me cry is that our religion has been perfected for us. Wallahi, Islam is the perfect way of life. He said, our religion has been perfected for us, and now it is perfect. Right now, at this moment, Islam is perfect. And he says, and I'm crying because nothing that is perfect is going to stay that way. And wallahi, this is the truth. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfection that never changes, that never diminishes. But look at the state of al-Islam today. Has it not dropped? Has not the state of the Muslims gone down? And this is why Umar radiallahu anhu, he was crying. But alhamdulillah, who's blessed us with al-Islam, brothers, we should be so thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to see these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And so brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us to take advantage of these 10 days, what remains of them. Strive to make your Islam different in these 10 days than what it's been up until this point. Strive to do the good deeds. Make the extra salat. As I said before, brothers, upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with the sahaba and they were walking by a qabr, a freshly dug grave. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about the person that was in that grave, he said if that person had just prayed two more rakat, if he just prayed two more rakat, two rakat where he wasn't even given his full, two rakat where he didn't even have full khushu, if he had just prayed two more rakat, it would have been better for him than the world and everything in it. What about us? So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us, strive harder for the next few days of Dhul-Hijjah. Strive to make them different. Strive to try to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَلْ تُسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُ لَكُمْ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم الله سبحانه وتعالى says قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين الله سبحانه وتعالى says say verily my prayer and my sacrifice and my living and my dying is for the sake of Almighty Allah سبحانه وتعالى it's for رب العالمين. This is the way we're supposed to live our whole lives. This is what our lives should be about. About living for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Therefore, turn in your prayer and your sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Eid al-Adha, the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna addama al-ayyami inda Allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala yawmul nahr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest day in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of the sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. That's the greatest day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does that tell us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awwala man nabda'u bihi fi yawmina hada an nusalliya thumma narji'a fananhara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing that we will do on the day of Eid al-Adha, the first thing that we will do is what? Offer the Eid prayer. And he said, and then we'll return and make a sacrifice. Then we'll return and sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man fa'alahu faqad asaba sunnatana. Rasulullah said, then whosoever does like this, then he has followed the sunnah. He has followed our sunnah. So brothers and sisters, the day of Eid al-Adha is a day for us to make a sacrifice. And we need to remember, why do we make the sacrifice? Because we're following in the footsteps of our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. All of us know the huge sacrifice that he was prepared to make for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was prepared to sacrifice his son, the person that he loved more than anything, the person that he waited years for, and he made dua to Allah to bless him with a son. And when it was revealed to him that he needed to sacrifice his son, he was prepared to do it. And Allah saved him at the last second. And instead Allah had him to sacrifice an animal. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Eid al-Adha is about. It's about sacrificing for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's symbolic of what our whole life should be about. It's not just about sacrificing an animal and then you go back to doing whatever you want to do. It's about sacrificing your life for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about everything in your life you do for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything that you do. With your body, with your wealth, with your health, with your knowledge, with everything Allah has given you. You use it and you sacrifice it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of sacrificing it for your own pleasure. Instead of sacrificing it for this dunya that's here. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing we'll do on the Eid al-Adha is offer the Eid prayer. And the next thing we will do is offer a sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, I want to encourage all of us to strive hard. If there's any way possible for you to do it, offer a sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And all of us know that our brother Ahmed, alhamdulillah, him and brother Hamza, they're making it easier for us to do this year. So please, I want to encourage you, if you can do it here, alhamdulillah. If not, wherever you can do it, try to offer that sacrifice. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma amila ibn Adam yawmun nahri amalan ahabba ilallahi azza wa jal min hiraqihi dam. Aisha radiallahu anha said that Rasulullah said that there is no action that the son of Adam does on the day of the sacrifice that is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than offering a sacrifice. This is the best deed that we can do on Eid al-Adha, or in the days following it. So brothers, once again, I want to encourage all of us, take advantage of this opportunity. If you can afford to do it, wallahi, sacrifice that little bit of wealth and do it. And one animal is enough for a family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said about this sacrifice that you offer, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَتْلَافِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا. Rasulullah said that this animal that you sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with his horns and with his hoofs and with his hair. It's going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and you're going to be rewarded for this. Rasulullah said, وَإِنَّ دَمَّا لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِمَقَانٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Rasulullah said that this animal that you slaughter, its blood is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the blood even hits the dirt. As soon as you go to sacrifice this animal and that blood comes out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that sacrifice from you. He accepts that blood from you before it even hits the dirt. So Rasulullah said, فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسًا. So be happy when you do it. Be content when you offer this sacrifice. Rejoice in the sacrifice that you're doing for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us, if there's any way possible, sacrifice some of your wealth and offer a sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the people, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadhihi al-adahiyu. They said, oh Messenger of Allah, what's in it for us? You know, we offer this sacrifice, what do we get out of it? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, number one, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Number one, it's the sunnah of your father, Ibrahim. And then the sahaba, they said, فَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They said, what else, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بِكُلِّ شَعَرَةٍ حَسَنًا. Rasulullah said, for every hair on this animal, subhanAllah, think about how many hairs there is on a sheep or a goat. Rasulullah said, for every hair on this animal, you get one good deed. And in another narration, for every hair on this animal, one sin is wiped away. How many hairs are on a sheep or a goat? SubhanAllah. Or a cow or a camel. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they said, Fasufu ya Rasulullah. What about if it doesn't have hair? What if it has wool? Like the sheep have wool? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bikulli sha'aratin min as-sufi hasanat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every hair of wool that this animal has, you get one good deed. So subhanAllah. And this is why this animal will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and he will be a witness for you. He will be the visual representation of your reward, your forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, I just want to encourage all of us, if there's any way possible, try your hardest to offer the sacrifice. And you can do it on the day of the Eid or on the 3 days after that. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to take advantage of this golden opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to take advantage of this opportunity and to help us to do the good deeds, as many as possible. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the hajj of the hujjaj next week. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to one day make that hajj.